It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Ari Shapiro, sitting in for Renee Montaigne. We're about to hear some of the competing proposals to help out people who can't pay their mortgages.
One plan comes from the woman whose agency insures your bank deposits, and we'll hear from her in a moment.
We begin with a warning from the U.S. Senate. Lawmakers told bankers that they should help out homeowners, and if the banks don't, bankruptcy judges might. Here's NPR's David Wellna.
At a table facing members of the Senate Banking Committee sat four senior executives from Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Bank of America. Together, their institutions have received in the last few weeks $85 billion in stock purchases from the financial bailout program. They also got a collective scolding from the committee's Democratic chairman, Christopher Dodd.
I think I speak for many of members of this committee and the Senate in saying that we want to see more progress from your friends in the financial sector. More progress in foreclosure mitigation, in affordable lending, and in curbing excessive compensation. And if that progress is not forthcoming, then we are prepared to legislate, now if possible, but next year if necessary.
Dodd said he may try in next week's lame duck session of the Senate to change bankruptcy laws so that homeowners can seek Chapter 13 protection for their primary residence if it's in danger of foreclosure. The Senate blocked such a move earlier this year, but Dodd appears emboldened by the half dozen or more seats that Senate Democrats added in last week's election.
The idea that you can go into bankruptcy court and protect your boat, if you want to, your car, and your vacation home. You can do those. Those are all contracts. You can protect those in a bankruptcy court, but you can't protect your primary residence. I mean, there's something fundamentally false about that notion.
Joining Dodd's push for bankruptcy protection for primary residences was a witness who was not a banker. Nancy Zirkin of the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights said the possibility of resorting to such protection would give homeowners much greater leverage renegotiating the terms of their troubled mortgages.
It doesn't use public funds, and more importantly, it would quickly help other homeowners in our economy by keeping the value of the surrounding homes from being eroded, stopping a vicious cycle that can only lead to more foreclosures.
But the idea of bankruptcy judges intervening in home foreclosures troubled Florida Republican Mel Martinez.
I know that it's appealing to think that a judge could just modify the mortgage. However, my lawyerly sense tells me that if you have a contract, then all of a sudden it's going to be dramatically modified by judicial fiat, that there may be something that investors might look askance at and may be a liquidity issue going forward in terms of mortgage money.
All four witnesses from the big banks said they oppose such court-dictated mortgage revisions, which are known in the industry as cramdowns. Wells Fargo's John Campbell warned that cramdowns would only increase uncertainty for financial investors.
Investors are going to require two things to happen to try and offset the uncertainties. One, down payment, some will probably be increased, and logically, prices would be increased to try and offset some of the uncertainties that exist by contracts being able to be just crammed out.
A top Democratic leadership aide predicts in next week's lame duck session there's little chance Republicans will drop their opposition to changing the bankruptcy law to favor homeowners. With a bigger Democratic majority next year, though, it may be a different story. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.